Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hello everybody, it is another episode of Glamour Hey It's Okay. Thanks for joining us. We are not in the cupboard today, you can probably hear that already. We're in a vast room to talk to a vast legend, a British legend today. We're going to be talking about getting scared of getting older. Is that all right? Is it okay to do something just to get the praise? And to dislike somebody but not really know why? Stick around. I'm Jo Elvin, I'm the editor-in-chief of Glamour Magazine. I am joined, not in the pod cover today, in the weird pod room in a hotel in trendy West End of London, with pod cupboard stud, which he loves me calling him, James Williams. Hello.
Hello, hello. Glamour. I know, this is exciting. Podcast on tour.
Yeah, also Glamour's deputy editor, I should say, before he alerts HR.
Oh yeah, that's true.
And living legend, icon, extraordinaire, Jerry Horner.
Woo-hoo!
How are you, my darling? It's so good to see you here.
Hi, call me just Jerry.
Not living legend Jerry. Don't you insist on that?
Just Jerry.
Just Jerry.
That sounds like your Vegas show.
What?
Just Jerry.
I think we're on first name terms now. It's been long enough.
Mrs. Horner.
Yeah. Because I was thinking going from Halliwell to Horner. Yeah. It's been a bit of a jump. And I thought, actually, you can just call me Jerry.
Do you know what? And I must admit, I just leapt in. I thought, I know you're Jerry Horner. And I thought, maybe professionally I'm not supposed to say that. But I took a gamble.
I don't really mind.
Was it a big deal? Because I think a lot of girls we work with, obviously, when they get married, they do sort of really wrestle with the idea of changing their name.
I've wrestled with it because I want to embrace being, you know, being married, and it's about coming together in the same, you know, sort of same team.
Totally. So, and so, I do have those awkward moments at passport control where my name is not the same as my family's.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just don't like the sound of Joe Jones. I don't like it. I don't want to be Joe Jones.
Each
where did Joe Elvin go?
You know. Okay, so.
But see, Horner Halliwell, it's not too much of a leap, is it?
Yeah, it's just it's age. And I thought, actually, some people know me as still as Halliwell, some people know me as Horner. And I thought, do you know, either is okay, but just call me Jerry.
Yeah.
It's fine. Either way, or Silly Cow.
All right. We've run out of time now after that explanation.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, how's it going? You've got exciting news. This is the first time we've had a single for you from you in some time.
Yeah, 12 years.
Wow.
12 years?
Yeah. It's crazy. I can't believe it's 12 years.
Did you remember how to do it?
No, I hadn't stopped writing, but I was procrastinating. I don't know if you guys, you know, you get to a certain point in your life and I was probably overthinking things, probably a bit nervous.
And you had a baby.
Having been a mum. And so, and then I was in the middle of writing. And then, sadly, George Michael died.
Mm.
And so I was just... And one thing that I've always done is write to express your feelings. You put it into a song. So I was in the middle of writing, and I just started writing about him. And I presented about 5 songs to the record company, and they said, oh, we'd like to release that song. And I was like, okay. And so because it was his birthday, I just thought, actually, I'm a fan first and foremost, but then became a friend.
Yeah.
I thought, as a fan, I want to come together with other fans and celebrate with him because on his birthday. And so it sort of pushed me out the door.
Yeah.
You know, there's no time to overthink, just do it.
Yeah. It is funny though, isn't it? Because I think you're right, procrastination, and the longer you think things, you talk yourself out of it.
Yeah, don't we can talk our way out of anything, really, and say why it's not a good idea to do it. And I just thought, when it became not about me, it became about us coming together, then it felt better.
Right.
Because, you know, and then I thought, okay, what good can come out of it? So I think when what I'm learning in the trauma of this world that we're living in at the moment, what I've learned is that when we come together, it makes it better. Mm. Because all of George's musical family came together for this record. And it was so amazing. They were all hugging each other.
Yeah.
And I just thought, I'd done something right.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have felt, without being mawkish, that must have felt like he was in the room.
Yeah, the spirit of him, the love of him, the joy of him. And, and when you hear the song, there's bits on it that you get. It was just amazing because one of the musicians on it is a girl called Shirley Lewis.
Yeah.
And she sang
on
Father.
Right?
No, that was from Wham. But the Shirley Lewis, she sang on Father Figure all the way up. She's probably one of the best backing singers ever. She's married to Luke Goss. She's phenomenal. If you want girl crushing, she's just gorgeous. And she flew over. She heard the demo. She was really connected and felt. And she said, and she flew over from America to sing on it. Well, there's a few bits on it that you get. I was like, because I'm a fan, it was like, oh my God, but there's a bit that goes, judge your faith will never end. And they go, you gotta have faith. And then there's a bit on it, and I go, looking back, the fun we had, it's freedom that you gave. Then all his people go, freedom. I'm like, it was such a privilege.
Tribute.
To hear that these guys that singing, you know, that have sung with him for all those years, 20, 30 years, they're singing on on this song. I was like, wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so if you're a proper George fan, you'll go, oh.
But also on both sides, because obviously you're a genuine fan, but you're also a friend. So it must be just so emotional, right?
It was emotional in so many ways because, you know, he died on the 25th of December and I didn't know what to do with the feelings. I don't know if you've ever had someone close to you die and you're sort of at a loss because I wasn't his immediate family. I was a fan, a friend. I'd go to him in times of, he was very poignant to me. And when the tough times, you find out who your friends are and what you're made of.
Mm.
And even if you haven't seen that person for a while, you know that you can call on that person.
Yes.
Well, that's a true friend, isn't it?
Yeah, he was that guy for me. Yeah. And I'd go to him with my music. And when I left the Spice Girls, he looked after me. When I had my first child, I had nowhere to live. He was always there for me. And so suddenly this had happened. I didn't know what to do with my feelings. I was like, oh, God. But so when I got together with his musical family, there was sort of something healing in that. And I think music is really healing.
Mm.
And that's why I think actually it's quite a nice time for us. You'll hear the song and hopefully you'll connect with that. Actually, from pain, we can go to the joy as well that we've got each other. And very poignant at the moment. And then I went on this little pilgrimage almost that I thought, well, what good can come from this pain? And I found out that what is his favourite charity's one was Childline.
Oh, yeah, he's been an angel ambassador, right?
Yes. So basically, I found out one of his favourite charities was Childline. And so I met up with Esther Ranson. She is a legend. She's amazing. If you want an older woman to look up to, she's full of heart and dry and funny and warm.
Really passionate.
Yeah. And she told me, first thing she told me was that George gave all the royalties of Jesus to a child, to Childline. I was like, and I was like, that just blew me away. Then she started telling me all the things that Childline does and how relevant it is today. Now, you know, it deals with all different issues. It takes like 1 million phone calls a year. Like, so 3 out of 4 phone calls it picks up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's dealing with a range of issues of bullying. I don't know if any of you are bullied. Or obviously, you know, hardcore issues of child abuse.
Yeah.
But also things like, you know, all the stuff that's going on at the moment, whether it was terrorism, you know, the horrible thing with the towers.
Yeah.
There's sometimes you know, parents don't know what to say.
Yeah.
And they're not qualified. And so parents encourage them to ring Childline. It's a safe space to go, oh my God, this is happening. What yeah. should I do? And it's proven that by just talking it out, it can save a kid's life, mm. you know, from depression and things like that. So it's really,
and
really...
George helped fund that.
Yeah.
George helped fund it.
Yeah.
But he was such an unsung hero. I mean, that's, I think, in the wake of his death, so many stories
yeah,
came out
amazing.
About his generosity, things
amazing.
He did. But also in a very, like, under the radar, did not draw attention.
Yeah.
Did it genuinely from
yeah.
out the goodness of his heart, not as a... I'm a celebrity doing good things for charity. And I just think that was one of the really strong things I felt looking at that situation, was how many people came
such
forward.
Such a good person.
Incredible stories.
That's
about
why
him.
I thought, actually, what can I give back in any shape or form? And I'm sure I'm going to fall short of anything that, you know, that of what he would do. But I thought, well, okay, let's help Childline. And then they asked me today to be the ambassador. Mm. And I was like, do you know what? That I would be my absolute honour if I can do anything and bring it into the now, you know, like bring it into the spotlight of relevancy, because it's so, I don't know if you've ever had a problem, by just sharing it, sometimes with someone that doesn't know your life and you know it's a safe place, it just helps you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I am a massive advocate for getting it out.
Getting
there.
Up talking. And out.
We're all about the talking, Jerry, hence this podcast.
The minute you talk about something, that
you feel
better. Turmoil dissipates by 50% at least.
Correct.
I think.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, yeah, so what we do, Jerry, this is like being in a Glamour Features meeting. This will be a whole new experience for you.
you're a member of staff now, Jerry.
Yeah.
You're technically
we've
on
talked
the
about you in a few features meetings. We've never talked to you in a features meeting. And so what we do is we're going to have a few debates about whether or not they're okay. So is it okay, Jerry, to dislike somebody but not really know why?
I think this is a really, really interesting topic.
There's a chemical reaction sometimes, I find.
This is what I've learned. That there's a few things. You know when someone's being sort of slightly, you've just got this aversion to what, how they make you feel,
yes.
or something. But sometimes, a couple of things. When there's something in that person, sometimes it's point the finger, it's three back at yourself. It's like there's something in them that's in you.
Oh, I know, and I hate that fact,
yeah.
but
it is a true fact.
It's
you know,
true.
sometimes it's that. That's what I've learned. If someone is being mean to me, if they're slightly bullying, I think bullies can smell it.
Mm.
They can really smell it. They're almost like up for prey.
Yeah.
And when I recognise it myself and go, actually, I'm not up for being bullied anymore, and realise that normally people that are mean are not happy
yeah.
themselves. And when I sort of send positive love to that person, even if I don't want to. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Away from them, just say a little prayer for them. it takes the sting out of it, because when I don't like someone and start nurturing my resentment, someone said to me, it's like drinking poison and expecting them to die.
Yeah, yes, I do. True. Like, I try to remember that saying. Yeah.
And
yes,
it's so true. So it's almost like seeing shrink them down to as like their little child and feel sorry for them.
I am with you. I do think you're right, because I think there's a lot to be said, because some people genuinely believe that you, in a weird unconscious level, you seek out people who you know are going to be mean to you, because your inner critic manifests itself.
Yeah, you think you're attractive.
Yeah.
And you've almost got a label.
Yeah.
Have either of you had the experience of, you know, and it could be, sometimes it could be a friend. You just have somebody in your life who you can't work out why, but you have spend time with them and you feel awful afterwards. And you just can't even work out why am I feeling terrible?
It's like a vampire.
I think you.
Yes.
Well, I think, I think you hit the nail on the head. For me, it is chemistry. Like I think you have to, becoming an adult is one of the things you have to accept in life. You have to send Christmas cards, you have to pay your bills, and you have to just acknowledge that we're not all going to get on.
No.
Some of us are just not compatible. Oil and water don't mix. Some of us are oil, some of us are water. And there's no shame in that. It's all nice. I don't wish anyone ill, but at the end of the day, some people just aren't your bag. Some people are not going to make you laugh. And I think acknowledging that, there's no shame in it. There's no embarrassment to it. And I think in a way, there's no negativity in it. It's actually quite liberating, it's an honest way of living, I think, because trying to pretend and being false, I think, is more negative. Being honest enough to say, we're just not each other's bag.
I tend to get really down on myself if I can't work out what it is I don't like about somebody.
Yeah.
And I think, you must be a terrible person. What's this person done to you? They're just sitting there talking, but it might be one little thing they said that hurt my feelings that they didn't realise or whatever, and I will stew on it because... Yeah. I'm drinking the poison and hoping the other person will.
But the worst thing is, you must have had that experience where, you know, you've got a really good friend and they say, oh my God, I've got this friend, you're going to love them. And they build them up in your head. They build you up to that person.
Then you meet,
and it's a total damp squib and you don't get on. Have you ever had that experience?
Well, I'm guilty of that because I like matchmaking. And sometimes I put two people in a room and they both look at me going as if, what were you thinking? I'm like, really? And what you're saying is sometimes I like matchmaking. Like gay guys, I do that, you know. And just because they're gay and you're gay doesn't mean you're going
to
get
him.
Can I say I'm going to vouch for this? Because the last time I saw Jerry was when you were, this is going to date us both, but when you were recording with Chico Latino at Top of the Pops when I was at Top of the Pops magazine, and you tried to set me up at Top of the Pops.
Oh my God. See, I'm still doing it. Nothing has changed. Well, he's laughing.
She was all talk, she never followed through. Where's my date, Jerry? All these years later, I'm still waiting for my date.
You can come to GAY. I'm performing at GAY next Saturday. You can come.
I'm too old for that, Jerry.
And then Jerry could throw a rock into the crowd and go, look, there's a gay guy. James, you're gay.
Whoever she hits, I'm going on the date with.
But I think it's sometimes I almost got like a Cilla Black book in my head, and suddenly I go, oh my God, we would so. Sometimes it works. My sister and her husband, they got together and I helped it along.
Yeah, well done.
What's your batting average, Jerry? Come on.
It's not good. I try. But you know what? I think it's
It's nice to be romantic.
I think it's nice.
But also, I think it's because I've been a single person for a long time and I was lonely, and so I think sometimes it's nice to bring other people together.
And also, can I just say, in this dating age of Tinder, and it's all become very app driven, I think it's really lovely. Don't stop meddling, keep trying to put people together.
I think that's more of an organic way to do it, because the Tinder thing just feels so empty.
Brutal. It's a jungle out there.
Can I please come to GAY and watch you meddle in James's love life? Please. I mean, I'll just grab the popcorn and sit, I'll be quiet. I just want to watch what happens.
Hello listeners, podcast editor Kat here, and I'm thrilled to tell you that we're taking Hey It's Okay to the London Podcast Festival. That's right, join Joe, James and a special celebrity guest for a live edition of the podcast on Saturday, September the 16th. You can get tickets now at kingsplace.co.uk, just click on the event calendar. See you there.
I'm loving this idea. It's a date. What date are we all going to GAY?
I don't know, Joe, when are we off to GAY?
It's not this Saturday, next Saturday, 24th. It's the night before George's birthday.
Oh. It's my daughter's birthday party, but this is taking all priority now.
Wait, it's 1:30 in the morning, so you've got time. I actually said to them, do I have to go on that late? And they said, the club doesn't start.
Can I just say, this is playing in person into this topic.
That segues very well into, Jerry, is it okay to be a bit scared of getting older?
Do you know what?
And speaking of the Nana Hour.
Speaking of the Nana Hour. Okay, what is the average age of people that read Glamour magazine?
30?
Yeah, 29, 30.
Okay,
yeah,
so I want to say to any 29, 30-year-old that all I can share with you that, and I think it's quite a confusing time. It's like being 12, you know, when you're not in the, you're not the little girl anymore, but you're not quite the big person. And it's sort of no man's land, I think.
Not
that,
yet a girl, not yet a woman, okay, as Britney Spears
exactly
once said.
And all I can share with you, I remember feeling really lost and not sure where I belong. And some people sort of say, oh, don't say your age. And like, I'm 44. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sorry, I'm older than you. Okay, so, yeah.
What I'm going to say, my experience, and I don't have the answers, a few things, is that I think there's a lot of pressure on girls and boys and men and women to sort of tick boxes, to be the certain look, the certain thing at a certain age. And I think, you know, everyone's different. And also, you know, there are advantages becoming older. So I can say, you know, there's a confidence and experience that you suddenly go, okay, I know this and I know what suits me, and I have confidence in my choices rather than youthful bravado.
See, that's when I had this year my 47th birthday, and you know, the annual thing where you feel like, this is when we all feel like pop stars, Jerry, is on Facebook on birthday day, because then everybody you've ever met once in your life wishes you happy birthday because they get the reminder.
Yeah.
You feel special. Somebody said on my Facebook page, happy birthday and well done for being brave enough to, because my date of birth is on there, well done for being brave enough to show us your age. And I was actually really annoyed about that comment, because I just thought, well, you know, I think I'm pretty kind of relevant and with it and still look all right for my age. And I just think that...
That's why I agree with you.
I want to stand up and say...
We've earned every one of our years.
I want to be a visible woman in my 40s.
There you go. Because otherwise it's another form of sexism and prejudice. I actually said, do you know what? I feel like a moral duty to say my age.
That's how I feel for the younger,
like my sisters that are reading or listening to your magazine, and say, actually, you know, it's okay. Don't be frightened of it, of the peer pressure. Because I've always looked up to other women ahead of me going, how are you doing it? How are you doing? And I can only say, I think it's all right. Do you know what? Of course, this is just a new set of issues. When you're 20, you're worried about the size of your thighs. Do you know what I mean? When you get a little bit older, then you're thinking, oh, am I good enough? Have I achieved enough? Have I met a man? The next thing is, oh, have I got a wrinkle in the wrong place? It's what we choose to beat ourselves up about and say, you know, it's all okay, you're enough. Enough, it's okay, it's going to be. What I'd say I was talking to a girl out there, she was a journalist.
Jerry is emphatically pointing at the dictaphone. She really is.
Yes, that's true. Yes. This 32-year-old girl, she's a journalist. She was your readership age, and I could tell she was sweating about, you know, she hadn't got a boyfriend yet, she hadn't got this or that, and I said, and I can only share, it's better to wait. When you're in your 30s, there's so much pressure, and I'd say to all your 30-year-olds, children, it's okay.
And this is
just
where
relax.
Social media again with its all, look at me, look at what I've got.
I mean, like, I was going to say as well, I think you're so right. I think there's a lot of pressure, there's a lot of things you think you have to tick off on your list, and I just want to say, I mean, I will be honest, I'll say, Mike, if I could freeze at any age, if I could stay one age the rest of my life, people would be 31. I don't know why. I just love being 31.
How old are you?
Well, I'm 40, so I'm a long way from it. But it just felt for 31 was that age where everything just kind of fall into place, like career-wise, financially. I'm not love life-wise. Hence why we're off to GAY to find me a man, Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you know, most things had fallen into place by that age, and I just felt good about myself.
Right.
So yeah, if I could, from a vanity perspective, if I could freeze at one age, I would be 31 forever. But I'm with you. I think I'm a 40-year-old man. I would never lie about my age. I think I've earned every one of them. But the one thing I really want to say that we talked about in the office the other day, and it's my new mantra. I just want to tell everyone out there, it's like, never forget how hot you are today. Basically, you will never be hotter than you are today. Like, you will look at pictures of yourself 5 years from now and go, oh my God, why didn't I embrace how hot I was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago? So stop doing that and just accept how hot you are right now and go out there and have the confidence. And just
I'm hotter than in my 20s. I'm
going to say something, actually. Yeah. I think life is fair, though, because although you might look back and say, oh my God, I looked, in certain ways I look better, but actually, when you get older, you learn what suits you.
True.
So actually, I can look at myself and go, oh my God, there's certain periods in my time, actually, you know, I think in my 30s, I was a little bit bloated. I was eating the wrong thing and actually wearing something that didn't suit me. Now I think, you know, I might look back at myself when I'm 60 and go, Jerry, what were you wearing then? Do you know what I mean? At 40, well, you're absolutely right. You just get a different viewpoint.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Like, you know exactly, Joe, you know exactly what suits you.
I'm trying, Jerry.
You're less...
yeah.
So you just
don't care.
So basically,
that's another amazing thing. I apologise, pointing. You get to the point in 30s. I was still, but I sort of lost. In the 20s, you've got youthful bravado. So you go, yeah, I don't give it. And then in the 30s, you get a bit more like, oh, wobbly. Is this okay?
I think it's that thing of where, as you get older, you don't know when you're younger how much you're not going to care what other people think.
Yeah.
And it's so liberating. And that's what I'd say.
That's the freedom.
Look forward to that about ageing.
That's true. Yeah. It's not so scary. And like somebody once said, if only everyone thought about you as much as you think they think about you, they really don't think about you as much as you think they do. And that's so true.
Is it okay, Jerry and James, to tell a friend that you... Oh, she's stroking my hair. Oh,
she's
God,
stroking you. She loves you.
No. Jerry's stroking my hair. This is when... Just talk amongst yourselves while this moment happens. Oh, I needed that.
Yeah. But, well, is it okay to tell a friend you love them?
Yeah.
And I think it's a...
It is okay. I'm not very good at it, though.
No, but I think it's a very British thing, isn't it? We're not as British people. You're an honorary Brit, Joe, of Australia.
I've got my purple passport, you lot, all right?
But I just think we're not very good at being demonstrative as British people, are we? Let's be honest. You know, we can barely sort of tell our mums and dads we love them, let alone our best friends. But I'm totally down with this idea. You know, my friends, my best friends are literally, like, I'd be lost without them. They're like my soulmates. And I'm really corny, but I don't say it enough. But I do love them.
I think some of my friends and I tell each other on text.
Yeah. We don't do it in IRL. We do it in, like, emails and texts.
That's the soft Brexit way. That's the Jerry, that's the buffered way.
But you're quite affectionate, I think. Yeah, you're quite demonstrative, aren't you? Right?
Yeah. I love you,
and I love you, Jerry.
I don't know. I think I agree with both of what you said about we can get sort of caught up in showing our feelings, but I think, you know, in life, I need constant reminder. We can get caught up in all the stuff, you know, but actually, you just cut through it and just say, you know what, I love you, and that's enough.
And especially as Londoners and anybody who's a big city dweller, our friends are our extended family, aren't they? Yeah. A lot of us don't live near our family.
No.
You need that support network that you've built.
You create.
I'll tell you what I'd say, I'm just looking at you both, is that when you're the boss or you're in charge, nobody says well done.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm saying well done to you. I think I can say
no, I will cry.
Okay, but I wanted to say this to you, actually, and I wanted to, for your own show, that... You know, you've put together, obviously with help, but an amazing magazine over a decade. Again, you've worked really, really hard, okay? Bringing, like, things that matter, but then also, you know, life and colour and vibrancy, you know? So well done you. And nobody says, I love you, well done, Joe, because when you're the boss, no one does it.
No, that's true.
It's true.
It's true. They're both thinking, oh, gosh, she's all right.
I'm just thinking we need to bring in Jerry Horner today to work day. Jerry needs to come in and give us a pep talk every day.
We love you, Jerry.
But I think friendship and love, it's almost a bit like, you know, like coals in a fire grate.
Mm.
So they hang out together and you keep each other warm. If one's drops out, it's by itself, it goes cool. Mm. On days that you get a bit,
oh my God,
you need each other.
Absolutely beautiful. You're really, really... You should write songs.
Yeah, she's got away with words, this girl, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, we're literally having such a loving right now.
I mean,
but
poor Kat over in the... Kat's going
to
need
a hug. Yeah, come on,
sorry.
We need to hug Kat as well.
She's having a little emotional...
But there's tears everywhere. But I do think, on a very serious note, I think there's a lot of horrible stuff going on in the world right now. And I think as human beings, and I do think as British human beings, we can worry too much about stiff upper lip and not showing our feelings. And to be honest, if... The recent events have done anything for me. It's made me just literally go, what are you worried about? Literally,
Prince Harry said it's all right to feel.
Yeah, stop worrying about things and just own your feelings, and there's no shame in it. And nobody ever tells you off for being honest and vulnerable. And I think, you know, showing your vulnerability and showing your emotions, there's no shame in it.
Yeah, exactly. I think we all liberate each other with our honesty.
And I do think there's been a shift, I think, actually, again, on a serious note, with what Prince Harry and William have done with the whole Your Heads Together charity. I think having people like that talking about very serious things like mental health, I do feel that we are generally loosening up as a nation. I really do.
Yeah, you're intuitively picking it up within your magazine, the evolution of who we are as people.
Yeah.
Actually, you know, all the selfie stuff, and it's all fine fun, but also there's that sort of, I think there's another kind of hunger that's coming because of all of that, the tide is swinging, that you want, you know, what the darkness is happening, there needs to be more of love and all that spirit
and, you
connecting.
Know, I don't think you can overstate that those little moments of being nice to each other can make a huge difference.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably, you know, sounding like a phone John Lennon now, but it's
no,
true.
No, it's true. It's like lighting a little candle in the darkness. That's all it is going, oh, okay, it's enough.
And I think we, you know, we also have to try to put what we can out there that's positive.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I think we've done that today.
Yeah. And you, Childline Ambassador. Yeah.
Oh, my
go
God.
Forth. Congratulations on Angels in Chains.
Thank you so much.
Go and buy it, everybody. It's for an amazing cause.
It is.
And
I feel light and full of love. I'm ready to take on the world now, Jerry. Thank you.
It's far more powerful than all the hate and the darkness in the world. Being kind,
yes,
you know, and loving. That's overseas.
And we really miss people like George who really understood that and put that out there. So we thank you for bringing him back into our discussion.
Great tribute.
Thank you so much.
Good luck with everything, Jerry.
Thanks for having us, Jerry.
Oh, thank you. It's been lovely sharing this little space with you.
Let's hug it out.
Yay! Oh, thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy ad free. That's Amazon.com/comedy ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.